Welcome to the Jesse Peterson Show. Today we are having a Bonds meeting. Bond is Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man. Before we get into our topic for today, I want to introduce some of the Bond members to you today, or allow them to introduce themselves. We'll start from the right first.
I'm Nona Bryant, a member of Bond.
Frank Steiger.
Debbie Spann.
Malcolm Jones.
Charlotte Jones.
Jesse Walker.
Thank you guys for coming. We also have an audience full of Bond. Normally when we meet on Sunday mornings at 10:30, the setup is a little different from today. But because we're in the studio, we had to use the stage. But I'm asking that the audience have some input freely today, all right? For those that are not familiar with Bond, Bond is set up to understand what is wrong with the black man. What went wrong with him? How did he fail? How did he fall into the state of weakness? And what is it going to take to overcome the problem? We're trying to understand how can we become better husbands and fathers and citizens? How can we rebuild our community? One of the things that I find, and I'm a little reluctant, not much, but just a little, to talk about this subject, which is religion. As I look around in the black community, there are churches on every corner. If there's not a church, there's a liquor store, but on every corner there are some churches. And on most corners, there are four churches. And what I want you to do is look around in your neighborhood as you drive around. Black people are praising the Lord, they're lifting up holy hand, they're speaking in other tongues, they're carrying the Bible around and quote scriptures. We believe that God saved, we believe that he heals. We believe that when we find him, we're supposed to overcome and become a better person. So what we're trying to understand is that is not working. We're trying to understand why. And if you doubt that it's not working, look around in your own community. Look around in your churches. Let me just say this, because the last time we talked about preachers or about religion, not preachers, stress that, about religion, we got banned from the radio program, all right? So we're not saying that all preachers are like this, but we're saying that the problem is serious and we need to look at what's wrong. If God is almighty, if he's supposed to change us, if we're supposed to become better people because of him, what is wrong? We're not overcoming people and we need to deal with it. Bond is built on the principles that Jesus talked about in the Bible. And we need to come back to that. We need to begin to live those principles and not lip those principles, talk about them, but not doing them. And so what we want to do today is understand what went wrong. And we have a bunch of people, holier than thou folks on the stage, that are all Christians. Am I right? We all Christian up here?
Yes.
Yes. I want to know, and we'll start with Nona, since we started with her from the beginning. Do you know God? And I don't want to really point fingers at anyone particular. I want to try to make it personal so people can understand. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Do you know God?
Yes.
What was your life like before knowing God? Or have you always known him? Let me ask that.
Well, first, may I say this. I don't want to sound contradictory to what you already said.
Feel free to
And you're talking
yourself.
About
yeah.
religion.
Yeah.
To know God and to love him and to be a Christian is not a religion. Religion can be anything, flying an airplane, rowing a boat, anything. Anything that you believe in and execute that. When you start to talk about God and church, I mean a Christian and belonging, the love of God and knowing him and being a Christian is a relationship between the Supreme Being, which is God, and yourself. It is not considered a religion.
Do you think religion has religion failed the black community or has it enhanced the black community?
I'm still saying I don't consider knowing the Lord and being a Christian a religion.
Let me say, this is not an interview, so we could all have input on it. I would like to get that question answered by anybody. Have religion failed the black community or has it made us better people?
Well, that's
anybody.
That's a broad statement.
It has failed.
Go ahead.
And why you say it has failed?
Because I just look around, It's more, I can see, we call religion, we recognize religion as being the church. Mm-hmm. That's where the religion is practiced. When we speak about religion, that's basically what we're talking about in the Black community. And the church is more like a business. It's a business just to for profit, as opposed to turning out a product. And the product should be the awareness to bring one closer to God. But that's not the case. It's the case of filling the seats and filling the basket every Sunday.
I want to understand. What is the purpose of a religion? I mean, do we clearly understand what the purpose is? I mean, why is it? It don't seem to be enough to just go to church and pray and study the Bible. And I mean, those things are important. Don't get me wrong. It's good to fellowship, and it's good to study the Word or seek the Word, you know, seek God. What is supposed to happen to us? I mean, how do we know when we make a change? You know what I'm saying? Are you a Christian, sir?
Well, no.
What do you want to comment on?
Well, going along with his point, where he said it seems to have failed, I've always viewed religion as a mode of social control.
Yeah.
You know, organized religion is a way to bring people in, dictate certain views to them, and control masses, and it always has been. And it has been a way that our people have been controlled over a long period of time. And I heard you say that Bond is based on principles from the Bible, Jesus' original principles, and you want to reconstruct a Black man so that we can reconstruct a community. I think that you got to separate religion. You got to take all of that out and let the man be constructed from that point. Your forum is an open forum, correct?
Uh-huh.
All right, and that, you know, it's basically group dynamics. You work on everyone's input, but you have to take, because see, religion is subjective, and you start superimposing other people's images into what you're trying to do. It's like,
what's going on at Bond.
No, I'm not saying that's what's going on. I'm not accusing you of doing that. I'm saying that when you say that it's based on those Christian principles, I think you really, if you really want to rebuild the Black man, you're alienating Muslims, other groups, when you say it's based on those Christian principles. You got to remember that our community is diverse. We need to take that, and I'm not, you know, this is not an accusation.
I understand the point, that's good.
Yeah, just take that out and rebuild from there.
Let me ask you this question. You said that religion is controlling.
It's a mode of social control.
As Black people, are we being controlled by Black people, religious?
I don't think I understand your question.
Who is controlling us with religion?
Who gave us this religion?
I mean, who are you saying control us?
The people who gave us this religion. This was not our original religion.
Meaning who? I just want to understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that religion adds whoever runs the religion. The Pope controls the Roman Catholic religion.
I mean, in the Black community, who is doing the controlling? Because we're dealing with the
who
Black
controls
community.
The Christian let religion me just say, as a whole, though?
Let me make this point. Bond is geared toward the Black man, and not to eliminate any other race. But until we understand what's wrong with us, we would never be able to help anyone else.
I'm not saying...
Who
no,
is controlling us within the Black community with religion?
The same people who gave us the religion from the start.
And who is that?
It came from white people.
White people. So yeah. So white people are manipulated.
That's your words, not
I'm
mine.
I'm trying to understand what you're
saying.
Yeah,
those are your words, not mine.
How are they controlling us in our own community?
I did not say white people during that. I said that religion is a method of social control. That white people brought religion. White people, when they brought us to this land, and I hate to drag this up because I know it's a tired issue, but when white people brought us to this land, they stripped us of our original religion and our original identity.
Okay.
They gave us a new religion, a new identity. They continue to control us via this.
Okay, so let me ask you this real quickly. How are they doing that right now in our community? We don't have sense enough to get away from that ourselves?
But you just said it. I mean, you guys have just sat up there and stated it yourselves. That, yeah, you talk about Christians, you talked about churches. He talked about how it's failed. I mean, you've answered that question. I can't answer it for you.
Being a Christian and religion is two separate things. And when you are a Christian, it is very, very individualized.
Let me ask you this.
It is not a massive of people that you're talking about being controlled by anybody. Being a Christian is not religion. And being a Christian, as I said before, is very individualized.
That's subjective.
It is a relationship between God
Hold
and
that.
You.
Hold that. Please.
That's subjective.
Please. I know this is going to be a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, but no, but not,
I want to ask
an attack
her.
On your beliefs.
Let me ask this
That's
person.
Subjective.
How many is anybody on this panel once, I mean, at one point did not know God?
Sure.
Anybody didn't know God? So do we all think that we know him now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel I'm getting to know him.
Yeah. How is it that a person can know when they know him? How can we know when we find him without someone else having to tell us? That's a good question, I think.
Spirit.
I know, but what is that?
I have to speak from my own personal, because that is a very broad topic, and that's something that people can talk about and expound on.
That's why I want to make it personal, keep it personal
in
your own life.
For me personally, my father is a Southern Black Baptist minister. I grew up in the church until I was about 16, and I rebelled, and I left the church. Once I left the church, as I became an adult, I learned more about religion, churches, God, Jesus. I learned more about those things being away from the church than I did. Well, for many reasons, and we probably could go on forever, but I rebelled because of my father. My father was very strict, disciplinary. He neglected us by being totally dedicated to his church and forcing us. When you force somebody to do something, as children, we were forced to go to church, and I didn't want it. I didn't want to be forced. And when I was able to break away at about age 16, I did, and I didn't want to have anything to do with the church. I was angry, and I was confused, and I had no idea until recently in my adult life what it really meant, truly meant, to be still and know God. Mm-hmm. My father preached, and he was a good minister because he could pull a crowd. He could get you involved. They could pass the plate, and you'd still be screaming and shouting and throwing babies. I thought that that's what it was supposed to be because that's all I knew.
Let me ask Jesse real quick, and then we'll come back because I want to take some comment from him. Christianity or religion or God, what is it to you? I mean, how do you know that you're a Christian now?
Well, the way I view it, it's an individual thing. It's, I wouldn't say a Christian from the term everybody, you know, use that, like this brother out here was saying, because that's like discriminating the Muslims or whoever. But the way I put it on a personal base, it's a self-consciousness awareness that there is a God. Now, I'm not saying I'm a Christian. I'm saying I believe there is a supreme being.
How come we're not allowed to say Christian unless someone else feels like they're being left out? I mean, I don't, when they say Muslim or they say Jew or they say whatever,
everybody
I don't feel
got their own concept
I don't feel
of
like
God.
They're discriminating against me, and I don't understand if you truly know him, you're affected by what someone else say. I don't understand that. It seems like if you know him, then you're not moved by whatever happened. I could be wrong. I mean, but I don't understand that. Just because you say Jew, how come the Muslim automatically feel that you're leaving them out or that's a white religion? There seems to be something wrong with that myself. I don't know everything.
Right.
Go ahead, man.
No, well, Jesse, I just wanted to emphasize just a little bit on what Nona was saying when she spoke about the word religion.
Uh-huh.
You asked the question. You say, "What is religion? You know, what is our diagnosis about religion and so forth and so on?" Well, it seemed like we're using that word religion all over the world for
right.
whatever reason, you know. But we're not just because I love God. And I repent and confess of my sin. I've never read it anywhere in a book that it was a religion.
Right.
I just saw where it says that this is what I'm supposed to do if
right.
I come before his presence and repent of my sins so as to be saved and to receive eternal life and so forth and so on. It seems like we are geared in and drilled in with the word religion.
Okay. Is this religion or God or whatever, is it working in our community or is it failing?
Well, whatever we want to call it, I say as a whole world, it doesn't seem to be working.
Okay. And do you understand why? Do you know, when you think about it, what do you think? Not what someone else say.
So much confusion. Everybody's confused.
Right.
About what?
Confused on
about
this religion.
Oh, okay.
Deception.
Okay. We'll come right to you next. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, I think religion, the word religion has become one of these buzzwords, you know, and the gentleman was saying over there that we're not practicing our true religion. We're practicing something that was thrusted upon us. That's kind of true in a way, because when they did tell us in the old days, and they left it, most of it out. They left bits and pieces out of it. They just gave us what they thought was going to keep us down and keep us under control. So they didn't give us the whole religion. See, that's the problem.
Now, who are they?
He said the white people.
Okay,
white people.
Wanted, don't say they unless you say
yeah, he said we're practicing the white man's religion. Yeah, in reality, yeah, we are practicing the white man's religion, because most black people are just doing bits and pieces of it. They're doing bits and pieces of it. They're not living it. They may go to church Sunday and talk good and look good, but they don't come. They don't live it. They don't come home and treat their family the way the book says you should treat your family. They don't even have a concept of what that is. And I think partly is because the churches that I've been to, the ministers, they don't really talk to you as far as I'm concerned. They shout, you can't hear, you can't understand what they're saying. They want you to get emotional and excited, and you can't really digest what they're saying. You don't even really understand it.
Let me just take a comment. Okay, go ahead. Sure.
I'm still saying, she said, when I go to church, you're talking about when you go to that building, the people are the church. And I'm still saying Christianity is an individualized thing.
No, you cannot, I agree with that.
And you're talking about bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. Do you know that our minds are not even constructed to grasp everything that we want to know? If you read that word, it will tell you that your mind would never be able to grasp it, even if the Lord would reveal it. No, we're not supposed to know those things right now.
Let me ask this, because I don't really want to get into the preaching here. I want to ask, is this working in our community or not?
No. I'm still saying this is an individualized thing, and what I'm supposed to do with this knowledge that I have is to share it among the people, but you just can't generalize on.
Let me ask you this way then. And then as you look around, as Nona drives through the community, as you're looking, is it working?
In some places, yes. Some places,
I would say no.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to maybe just broaden the discussion a little bit, because I don't know too much about the black churches. I haven't never really been into black churches, but I've been into plenty of white churches, and I think the problem is more than just the black community. I think the churches as a whole, and I hope my Catholic and evangelical friends aren't watching, but the church itself, the whole, I call it the Christian church, is lost. When you go to church, you get rosary mm-hmm. beads. Mm-hmm. You go to the evangelical church, you get song and dance and music. A lot of the ministers or the swaggerts and whatever.
Do me a favor, hold that thought for 1 minute, all right? We're going to have to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the swaggers and whatever you want to discuss. Perfect. We'll be back in a minute.
What is Jesse Peterson talking about? Who speaks for black people? Bond, Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. Rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man. Meetings held every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Location, 2625 West Manchester Boulevard, Inglewood, California, 90305. For more information, call area code 213-759-3844. That's 759-3844. Bond, rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Again, we're having a Bond's meeting. This is a two-part series, in case you're just tuning in. And Bond, which is Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, is dealing with every aspect of the black community. We're not trying to take away from anyone, but we just want to sincerely help. that the black man may begin to understand and overcome. Just before we went to break, you were making a comment.
Yeah, my point is basically that the churches, and from what I hear you saying, the black churches too, they're lost. And I'll give you an example of what I mean. I called up, here in Los Angeles, there's a local radio program. It's called Religion on the Line, and I called in one day, and they have this panel of priests and asked them, is it a sin to hate? And the one, the Jewish guy said, well, no, it's not a sin to hate. And I think it was the Catholic priest said, well, no, it's not a sin to hate as long as you act out on it. And, you know, and I don't really claim to have a whole lot of understanding, but I can read the scriptures and see what they say, and I can see that probably the most important thing that Christ taught was not to hate, to love your neighbor as yourself, yeah. No matter what color he is. And I think that it's not and it's true, the Jewish religion teaches that too. It says it in the Old Testament, which the Muslims too, they believe in the Old Testament. It says, hate not thy brother in thy heart. But I think the point is that the churches, they if you go to church, you don't get that. You don't get the teaching of what Christ taught. You get music, and you get all kinds of stained glass windows and all kinds of other things. So it's not the religion, it's not the principles, but it's the failure of the church. And the church has failed the people in the same way that the black man has failed the black community. And I think, and it, to me, it's outrageous, and this is just my opinion, that the churches would get together and have someone like you get you off the air because you were teaching Christian principles. You think that they would want to help you.
Yeah.
And that's my opinion.
You know, one thing that I realized, I know for a long time I've gone through all the churches. I was born a Baptist. I went to the non-denomination. I went to the holiness. I went to the white churches and the black churches. And I realized now that I was seeking. I wanted to understand my own inner conflict. I studied the Bible. I spoke in other tongues. I remember one time I even shouted. You know what I'm saying? That's the moment in between. But I was seeking to understand, because if God is who they say that he is, how come I'm not changing? You know, why am I going through all this hell? Even though I'm supposed to know the scriptures and know him, but yet I wasn't changing. And what I realized is that I had not looked at myself. I was using the Bible, I was using the churches to escape my own inner hate, my own inner conflict. And because I was unwilling, and I didn't have the preachers to tell me that, because, you know, most, not all, don't deal with that. They don't rebuke, and they don't correct, and they don't deal with that real inner problem that we have, so that you can begin to see it and become a free person. But what I realized one day as I was praying, I just saw that I was a hateful man, and that it was my hate that was destroying me. But when I saw it, I faced it, and I began to change. And then I began to understand other things about God that no man can really show you. You have to come to that point that you find it. But for some reason, we never seem to come to that point. And that's what I want to understand today.
Well, something, say, answer him right quickly, too.
Sure.
You're talking about going to church and your stained windows and your cushioned seats and your preachers and your all of this sort of thing. That communication is not for you to learn about what Christianity is all about. It's just like when you go to school. If you go to that auditorium for, what do you call it there?
Yeah.
You're not going to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, geometry, trig, and all these other things. You have to go to class, don't you, to learn all of those things. You're not going to learn that in that auditorium for, what do you call it there, wherever, all the class, assembly? Mm-hmm. You're not going to learn that there. You have to go to each class step by step and learn that reading, writing, and arithmetic. In church, it's the same thing. You don't come to church every Sunday and think that you're going to learn what it's all about.
But
we're asking the people to come to class and to get involved and to learn the foundation. But the people won't come.
But
and
Norna,
then they accuse us of them not learning.
Excuse me. Let me ask this. I see that it's a mistake to learn all that stuff anyway. Because what it does, it seems to puff you up and give you a false sense of salvation. Because what I find is that the more scriptures that we learn, we think that we know him, and we don't.
I can't say that you're wrong. That you are wrong. I can only say that I very definitely disagree.
Let me just ask you this, and then we'll go to the next question. Do you know God now?
Yes, I'm learning to know him more and more.
How do you know that you know him even a little bit? That you know
by
him?
My inner being, my inner man, my inner self.
But make it simple. Make it plain. What does that mean to Elaine?
Well, it's so deep. It's so condensed. You just can't outpour it and for everybody to understand. I'm still saying it's my inner person.
Okay.
That has to be given to you from him, from nobody else. And it's my inner person.
Let me ask you real quick.
My inner being.
Once you found him, did anything change?
Definitely.
What was that change?
That's a broad question. I just can't tell you.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just would like to comment and answer your question on has religion failed in the black community? And the answer is yes, simply because the black man, like we are all here now trying to find out why have we failed in this? Why have we failed in the home? The whole thing is the black man does not know who he is in God. He does not know his place in God. You have to find your place in God. And finding your place in God, you need to go back to Genesis and find out who you are, where you came from. And that is basically your history, just like the history they tell you about in schools.
Your history book is
in Genesis.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we are, for some reason, 30 minutes is up already. I just want to end this program by saying that once you find him, you begin to see. Yes. Because when you find God, you're able to see. Before you find him, you cannot see. Mm-hmm. And the thing that happens, once you truly tap him in on him, you're able to see. Sure. I thank you for being with us. This is a two-part series. Tune in next Monday.
Can find a way. I know we can find.